Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coltman with commentary on the Family Life Network. I don't blame people for getting mad and upset at politics and politicians. People are sick and tired of business as usual, which might be called monkey business, in the dens of political iniquity known as Albany, Harrisburg, and Washington. That said, people sometimes get so upset and frustrated with the political hijinks and the shenanigans that they come up with well-meaning but short-sighted solutions to their political frustrations. For example, one short-sighted solution is the call for term limits. This sounds good, but would often result in the election of inexperienced leaders who know little or nothing about governing. It would also lead to the continuous turnover of elected officials, which would, more often than not, result in a lack of political stability and continuity. Even worse, experienced political figures who have done a good job would have to leave office. This makes no sense. It would be like having term limits for baseball players who hit home runs and football players who score touchdowns. Recently, New York State Senator George Winter decided not to run for re-election after 32 years of public service, first for 26 years in the state assembly, and then 6 years in the state senate. Senator Winter's career as an elected public official has been characterized by leadership, constituent service, and bringing home the bacon. In fact, George Winter has distinguished himself not only as a politician, but also as a statesman. If term limits had been in effect, the political talent of George Winter and others of his caliber would have gone to waste. So I say no to term limits. How about you? With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Coltman.